Hey y'all, welcome back to the Keep Looking Up podcast. It's your host Caroline Craddock, who has a sleeping dog in her lap right now, so I'm trying to be quiet. It is my first day with my new puppy Teddy, and we are getting along famously. I will go more into that next week. For this week's episode, I'm really excited to introduce you guys to Ashley West. You may be one of her 600,000 TikTok or Instagram followers who know her as Southwestern Sunshine, but to me, she is my college bestie, Ashley. She has grown a following with her hilarious content, her big sister advice, but she's pretty notorious for her beauty and hair tutorials. We had a really great conversation about transparency on the internet. We talked about our experiences as a musical theater major, the body positivity, and how we wish we would have had some of that when we were growing up. And we obviously took many trips down memory lane. So this was just so fun. And I am very, very lucky to have people in my life that I can pick up exactly where you left off with absolutely no pressure. We just laughed and we did a really fun get ready with me. So I'm sure y'all have seen that on TikTok and Instagram. If not, definitely go check it out. But I really loved my conversation with her today, and I'm really excited for you to hear it. So let's just dive in. I'm just gonna get Hey guys, welcome back to the Keep Looking Up podcast. And today is a very special, special episode because we're filming for the first time. So now you can watch the podcast on YouTube in my new setup in my house, which I've been so excited for. But not only that, the perfect person to be test driving all of this stuff with a good friend of mine, because no one else would have dealt with me while I just took six hours to put this whole setup together. But today we have on my friend Ashley West. Ashley and I went to Oklahoma City University together. Yes. And we're both musical theater majors together. She was smart enough to change her major and leave the school. Should have done that myself, but did not. But that's fine. But the way that Ashley has, so she ended up, we'll get all into it, but she has done a lot of different things since then. She has done speech pathology. She is a stay-at-home mom, but now she is a very, very famous TikTok creator. Stop. Has used all of her social media goodness that she has learned throughout the years to be one of my favorite content creators.
You're so sweet.
Seriously, whether I know her or not, I still would be so obsessed with you. She does beauty. She'll do just funny videos, but I want to talk about the trajectory of like how you started.
Yeah, no, totally.
With where you are now and
it's wild.
All the opportunities that you've had given to you lately.
Literally.
As a friend, it's so amazing to watch you.
Well, and it's like we started, like think back like 14 years ago.
Yeah, I realized we have not seen each other in 14 years. So I was a sophomore.
I was like in tears when we saw each other because we just picked up where we
both
left
of
off.
Us. Yeah. She was a sophomore when I was, nope, opposite. I was a sophomore when she was a freshman.
Yep.
When is your birthday?
April 30th.
Oh, we have the same birthday.
Yes.
I thought it was the day before.
Yeah.
We have the same exact birthday. And your mom?
I thought you were the 29th.
No, I'm April 30th.
Stop it.
I forgot that, Ash.
Yes. Okay, so April 30th.
April 30th.
My mom's April 30th.
That's so wild.
Weird. So,
the Taurus energy, obviously.
Eyes like popping.
Coursing through our veins. The beautiness. So we also just took an hour and did a get ready with me. So that will be on both of our TikToks. So
of course.
Check that out for sure. But we have had so much fun reconnecting. And I just want to talk to Ashley about all the things because she went through the trauma that I went through in theater, which I think we want to talk about and need to talk about.
I've never talked about that.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Never made a video.
So open about that.
Yes.
So I'm excited to get the 411 from you. But then also you have two kids.
I do.
We were just talking about, which is huge, the way that you talk to yourself.
Yes.
In front of them.
Absolutely.
How you talk to them. Raising a daughter, social media, we want to talk about all of this stuff. Because I think it's interesting to see how you have used. Also, is TikTok not the best app for people like you and I, where it's like we have, it's the performer's
app. It's so refreshing. It's refreshing. It's like, because it's not curated, it's not, you know, filtered, or you don't have to worry about having the perfect aesthetic. We can be ourselves on it.
Right.
Like unfiltered, raw, just us crazy.
Well, you know? And I know from what I've seen from you, when you started doing Instagram more full time, and you were doing it because you had a business, you had a clothing brand.
Exactly.
And then I just saw, and I would see you being really consistent with it. But then during the pandemic, I would see more and more TikTok, and that completely changed the game for you.
Absolutely.
Tell me about what that looked like. Cause I know how you started to, we talk about all the time, like being flexible, changing direction a lot.
Totally.
And I know you started TikTok with like the yodeling videos.
Yes.
And that's wild. How you went viral.
And that got, that got attention. And then, so like flashback to like 2019, 2020, before the pandemic, I was like, okay, well, I want to try this Instagram influencer. Like just try it, see how it goes. And it was so hard for me because it was just like very much, okay, I've got to get this certain shot of me. I was pregnant at the time. So it was, I was already feeling vulnerable. And so you like the comparison already to the major influencers, it's like you already are comparing yourself to that. And the standard is so high. Mm-hmm. And I got burnt out. I was like, I can't keep doing this. This is just too much. I had my son, took a break. Like I even didn't do TikTok at first. I was like, cause I put that funny yodeling video.
Yeah.
And it got a bunch of attention and I was like, okay, well, I have some followers. And then I just silence.
And interesting.
Then I was just like, I'm focusing on my family. I'm focusing on Walker. And plus everyone was in disarray from the pandemic and we didn't know what was going on. And so Zach actually encouraged me because I was a rut. Yes, my husband. He was like, I was in a rut because of course everybody's mental health was poor during the pandemic.
And you're not working
too. And being a new mom.
Yeah.
Well, and I was working PRN as a speech pathologist. So I was pregnant at the time. I was 7 months pregnant, I think, when like we first heard about the pandemic and they stopped all PRN work. So I stopped working.
Right.
So I'm like, what do I do with my time?
Right.
Like I'm just going to be at home, which is fine. I can totally do that. But
you got a master's in that as well.
I did.
Like you
had
put in a lot of time.
Yes, 100%.
To do that.
And so once I left that, I was like, okay, well, I guess I can try TikTok again and just see where it goes. We just made stupid, funny videos. And then it just evolved into, well, I guess I can show my beauty routine. I can show like me getting ready and just funny stuff around the house, being a mom, being unfiltered, being raw. And it was received. It was like, okay, this is refreshing. This is real mom life. And that was, kind of how that.
So progressed. That's what you found that I think that we just talked about was Instagram is so curated.
Yes.
And especially back then, I think it was way more the norm to plan these photo shoots, have everything look, and I don't want to bash her, but I always use Emily Gemma as like the,
totally the standard.
Do you know her?
Yes.
And she's amazing.
Yeah.
But at this point it's so unrelatable.
It's unrealistic.
It is.
It's, I mean, when you have, especially when you have two kids and it's like, okay, now I have to go, let me plan the outfits. Let me plan the shoots. I can spend all day doing content and it's like, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. It's like, okay, where are we going to go on location? Where am I going to do it? And a lot of it's done in these people's houses.
Right.
And
so then you have all that pressure to make sure your house looks perfect.
Immaculate house, immaculate decor. And so I think, and as someone that's consuming that media, what is that doing to your mental health too?
100%.
So it's rough. Like you said, thank God for TikTok.
100%. Yeah. And we talked about this too. Like I had to take a huge break from social media, which you don't really have the luxury of doing now.
Right.
You can't like, because momentum is so important.
Totally.
And consistency is so important. I'm having to pay for it now.
Right.
But I needed to take that time off. No. Like I could not function with my mental health the way it was.
And then you need to rebrand yourself. It's like I can kind of readjust and be like, who am I right now? I was this person 2 years ago, but now what is my identity?
Right.
You know? And that was hard for me. Now I'm a mom and it's like, I'm finding myself again. I had gotten so immersed in the newborn phase and Elle was small. She was a toddler. And so it was like, I have to find, where do I fit in this?
Right.
Now?
Did that help you, you think?
I think 100%.
With your...
100. Well, and like you and I are such performers. To not be performing and to not be creative was a huge thing for me.
Yeah.
It's like I would be doing like, this is so funny to me because I would sew. I would sew for like I had to have a creative outlet at all times.
Right.
I had to see the fruit of something that I was doing at all times. I totally get that. And so I would knit, I would sew. Cooking was never my thing. Cooking's your thing.
Yeah.
Cooking has never been my thing.
But I couldn't sew if you paid me $1 million. Like I, no.
But literally.
Especially with these nails.
Like seriously. Or I like picked up guitar. Like I had to be doing something. You had to have a creative outlet. Something. Mm-hmm. And TikTok just became that for me. And so now it's so natural for me to just pick up the phone and talk to an audience, you know,
for
and,
sure.
And it just feels good. And it feels like I'm being accepted for who I am rather than having to, what
curate.
Do people want to mm-hmm. see from me today? I need to go and sit on my couch and shoot. Like, it's just, it was very forced and it was exhausting. And that on my mental health was horrible.
Well, yeah, because it is. It's so hard to disengage your character from it, right?
Totally. Yes.
Because it's not like you can just sit down and crank some workout. It's reflective of you. And if you're not in the mood that day or you're having like a fat day, it's going to reflect in your videos. So
I'm
it can
on my
be,
period. I'm on whatever. I'm just not feeling it today.
It can be really
and
detrimental.
TikTok can be like that. Can totally be like, I don't feel like making any content today. I'm exhausted. It just, it is what it is. And I won't.
So you just embrace
it. I just embrace it and like I'll skip a day and then I'll be refreshed for the next day, or maybe I won't.
Right.
But that's been the beauty of it. It's because it's like, I can roll with how I feel. And I feel like I've this audience that is underneath me now. It's like, they will be receptive for that. And that's relatable. It's like,
for
okay,
sure.
She's not going to be on 100% of the time. It's like, she's coming on here when she feels good and when her mental health is good. And she has something important to say.
Totally. You know? Do you get people though, when you're, if you take a, do you take a full day off? Like where you're like, I know you can probably
I'll have anxiety
batch
all
content.
Day long. I'll be like, oh my God, I should be filming. Like
right.
I should be doing something. I need to do, why am I not like creative? And I will just freeze. Cause that's ADHD.
Well, that's, I was literally about to say like, that is so, and that's the thing. Well, Ashley is very ADHD too.
Extremely.
But also I think I talked to J-Max. Do you know Dr. J-Max Slaughter? Does he come on your FYP ever? He's an ER doctor on TikTok.
Yes.
I talked to him last week and about reframing. This episode will air in July cause it's part of my like dad series. But, reframing ADHD to be your superpower.
Like totally.
There's books on it.
Oh.
So I think with you and with me, TikTok is a great app for us because you can be multifaceted.
I was about to say that. Yeah.
Right.
Because you have so many facets of your personality.
So you feel like you can show. And for me, I was having a hard time at the beginning because it's, you're trying to get people what they want.
Yes.
But you're also trying to be authentic to yourself.
Right.
So how did you juggle
that?
So
I got into that too, because I was like, okay, well, this really performs well. Me doing X, Y, and Z. This
and what
performs
is that
really
for
well.
You? Like,
for
let's
me,
get in the nitty gritty.
I mean,
like,
content.
What hair?
Hair content is always.
And that's what I see shared. Like, Huda Beauty has shared your stuff.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You've been reshared by a ton of people.
So, and it's like, I mean, I do want to be known as a hair girl. That's amazing. And I enjoy helping people learn how to do this big Texas hair, but I don't want to only be niched for that.
Right.
I want to have my hand in a bunch of pots. Like, I love makeup. I love skincare. I love hair. But I also love.
You have your influential stuff, like your positivity stuff.
Yes, exactly. And when I came up with that, okay, so let's talk about Southern West Sunshine.
Yes, I love this. I love this.
Okay, so my last name is West, obvi, but I think about that all the time. I'm like, that's kind of cringe now. Like, should I change that? Like, and I've put that on TikTok. I'm like, should I change Southern West? Because it sounds corny. But at the same time, being Southern is a uniquely part of my personality. Mm-hmm. It is. And I can't change that. And we grew up that way. And West is my, so it's like a little play on words, but then the sunshine part, I'm like, okay, that's cringe. Cause I don't feel sunshiny every single day, all day long. Like, it's, let's be real.
But I think, and you can feel that.
Yeah.
But I think people just see you as such a positive force because, but you also, it's attainable because when you see happy people like that, I talked about this a couple weeks ago too. Like my aunt is one of those people where it's like, is this a choice that you're making? Is this like, or is this natural? And I think it's like, I think it's a choice. I think it comes
it
to
is.
You natural, but I think you're choosing like, I'm going to channel this in a way.
It kind of becomes a habit,
right?
It becomes habitual. It's like, I can't change everything around me all day long, every day. There's going to be things that happen.
Yeah.
But it's how I perceive it and how I frame it. And I think majority of the time when I talk about sunshine like that, I want people to feel warm when they're around me.
And that doesn't mean you have to be positive all the time.
Exactly.
That can mean that you're being very real and,
real
and I'm going through it right now. Or like listening. That's still sunshine.
Listening to other people and giving off that warmth and like, you are safe with me. I am never going to judge you. I am never going to make you feel less than. It's just a warm presence. I hope to, that's my strive, what I strive to
and
have
that's
all the time.
That's what you give. But I think that's the beautiful thing about you too, is that we're just having this other conversation too, that a lot of these influencers make being unrelatable a choice. Mm-hmm. They choose to be unrelatable because there are things that you can do to be more relatable. Yeah. And there are things that you can do to say, I'm just going to keep myself. Cause that
when it's like what we said too, it's like you can post your, you know, $40,000 bag and then, but be like, look, this wasn't me always. Like this is, it took me. So we like to see the growth. I will be the first one to cheer you on. Like, yes, ma'am.
Right.
Go get that. Like whatever you choose to do with your success, that is your business. And I will cheer you on 100%. But it's not acknowledging the fact. It's like, hey, this is, not everybody is going to be able to have this accessibility to this stuff. So it's being conscious of your audience and being relatable in that aspect, I think.
I think you're totally right. When you were making more videos and doing this more consciously, did you sit down? Because I know for the Kick Radic show, they used to have this and it was their P1, which was the preset. This is how old school radio is, but like, you remember the presets on radio. So it's like P1, P2.
Yes.
So P1 meant program one.
Yes.
You listen to 106.1 every day. They named the listener. They knew her age.
Yes.
They knew where she worked.
Absolutely.
Like they made her name was Jessica.
Yeah.
Do you have that in your mind? Like when you're talking to your,
like a target audience?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of. It's funny because when you look at your analytics on the back end, it's like, what is your, so I'm like 98% women.
That makes
98%
sense.
Women. And then it's like,
which doesn't that make you feel good? Cause then
it's like, because I can sit down and be like,
for
hey,
the girls.
It's for the girls.
Yeah.
And I will always be a girl's girl. And it's like 18 to 24, I think. And then like, what is it? 24 to 35. And that's my biggest age group is 24 to 35. So
it
you're
is.
Talking to moms.
Yeah.
You're talking to women that are getting married and they're making life decisions. And I am not the end all be all, but I feel a little bit versed.
You
and
are.
I can maybe give you some sound advice, but I mean, we're still learning and growing. You know what I mean?
But you're very upfront about it. And that's what makes whatever you do attainable, because you don't have a guise that like, I just always have it all figured out. We're always on a journey.
Totally.
We're always learning.
Yeah.
And that's
absolutely
beautiful. But also too, we were talking about how crazy social media is. If we had access to what we have access to now at 22, how much of a shit show, for lack of a better word, it would be, at least on my end. You were married at 22.
Yes.
So you would have been probably a little bit better than me since I was like in my single girl.
Even, and for you, I cannot even imagine dating right now with all the apps, with Snapchat.
Yeah.
With,
Ashley's missed all this.
Oh, thank God. Like I am out of that.
Yeah. I was telling her, I was like, it's not great.
The streets are not great.
Yeah. Like definitely never, ever, ever look ever anywhere ever.
I mean, and I have two younger sisters too that I worry about them. I'm like, oh God. Like, I think they both are somewhat spoken for right now, but I mean, it's just like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. It's a free for all. It's a free for all.
Like in Snapchat.
Well, I don't have Snapchat anymore.
Gross.
No, I'm not trying. I'm not. No, I got rid of that a long time ago.
That's like,
no, I'm not trying to get any unsolicited pictures.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, maybe I am, to be honest. Let's be real. No, but I was going to tell Ashley too.
Yes.
Okay.
Tell me all the things.
You guys.
Well, we have to catch up because I have not been in, I mean, I love you from afar and we already know this.
Yeah, of
it's
course.
It's like, I follow you and it's like, I'll shoot you a message every now and then, but it's like, I want to know the inner details.
Well, and Ash and I would like on Fridays at school.
Oh God, what?
Well, it's just like we would be done with class at noon.
Yeah.
I think we were in the same theory class because I was always really bad at theory. I think
horrible. I was horrible.
But I was a sophomore in your freshman class. I think I actually failed. I did. I failed theory first year.
I can remember us being on our laptops and just messaging back and
literally
forth, like we hate our life.
It was like we were Tyra Banks in Super.
Do you remember our teacher?
Yes, I had to like bribe him to pass me. not really. Here's what I did do though, because I am ADHD. I went up to him first day of class. And I said, here's the thing.
Right. No, totally.
I have been in piano since I was seven and I couldn't even test out of
first. You know how much he hated life?
Oh,
having
yeah.
to teach us. Yeah. Don't you know?
Oh yeah. He was miserable. So I went up to him and I was like, listen, we're not playing with a full deck of cards over here on my
100%.
End. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to pass this class. Like I will do my homework. I will show up to class, but that's about it. Yep. Like we're not going to be thriving. I just need to pass. So I made that very clear. Like first day.
D this for degree.
One and for theory, it always was.
Yes.
And it's music theory.
Right.
So glad we took it. Using it daily.
Every day.
Every single day. But Ashley and I would, you know, we're Tauruses. We get off school. We're like, we need to go out to lunch and then we're going to go shopping.
Yeah.
And I remember my parents were like, who did you find to like do this shit with? Because everyone is broke. You don't even have any money. I was at a point where my mom didn't trust me with a debit card. So she would mail me cash because I was that irresponsible. But if I had $40 for gas, I'm going to go down to that stupid vintage boutique with you.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that? Like,
oh, the one that had the boots.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It was chintzy, but like we were in Oklahoma.
That. And then we would go to Edmond.
We would go to Edmond. Oh my God. We would go to Edmond.
And we'd go to Edmond. And we'd
be with the Edmond moms, which is like, you know, very fancy in Oklahoma.
Was it Lulu's?
Oh my God.
It was Lulu's.
Yes.
So listen, I never told you this. So
no,
I'm sitting there. I go home and visit and my grandpa had given me a credit card and said, use this for gas, use this for your expenses. And we'll, so my mom comes up to me, I'm sitting in the stands at Lauren's softball game. And she's like, she hands me this bill. And she's like, did you make all these charges? And I'm like, yeah, let me look at it. $2,000. I swear to God.
In college?
In college, Caroline. I was so horrified. I'm still scarred from that. From this day, I'm like, I was just living life. That's why
That's why my ass got sent $40 in the mail. Because I would have been doing, if I had had a credit card.
Listen, no accountability. No way to check like how much I'm spending.
That's hysterical.
18 years old. Whoa, got a credit card. I was probably going crazy.
I was probably part of enabling that. I'm really sorry.
We both were.
Yeah. How are you navigating social media with your kids? Not wanting them to be on camera all the time, also not wanting them to see you on your phone all the time.
Yes.
My friend Alex Snodgrass, who's the Defined Dish, I've talked about this before. I asked her, how do you handle all of this? And how do you keep such a good mindset with your body image and all of this? And she said, I have two little girls looking at my every move.
Absolutely.
And how I talk to myself and how I talk to them is everything. Yep. So are you super cognizant of that with Elle?
Oh, that is like my number one priority. And I always, like, that's my main thing is I feel bad. Like, okay, today I've been on my phone way too much.
Yeah.
Like I need to unplug. I need to look at like sometimes, oh, this is gonna make me cry. Sometimes I feel like I haven't even looked her in the eye today. I've been on my phone all day and I've been filming all day. I've been making content. She's been fine. She's been drawing. She's been learning. We've done school, but I haven't like sat down with her and like looked her in the eye and be like, what are you doing today? You know? And so that is my number one priority before anything. Oh my God. Do you hear my elbow just pop?
Yeah. That felt good. That felt good to me.
Old.
Yeah. You should have seen us trying to get this video equipment.
But
to ancient millennials.
But I think ultimately for me, my self-talk and how I judge myself, not on camera, when I'm editing my videos, ooh, I don't like the way I look in that. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't like that picture. Take another picture of me. That is internalized by her all the time as she's getting older. And it's like, she, I mean, honestly, this between you and I mean, she asked me, well, am I skinny?
Ugh.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Where do we
We're
go wrong
doing
here?
This.
Where
you,
did we go wrong?
You didn't.
I have to reel that in and be like, where did she hear that? Mm-hmm. Was it from me? Is it from something she's watching? Is it something that she's consuming? And I said, I never, ever, ever want you to have to worry about that ever.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. And it's not in instilling the fact that it makes you beautiful what's inside. And that's so cringe and like cliche to say, but if you lead with warmth and you lead with your heart and you lead with good intentions and you lead with all these things, that's going to make you what's shaking the table. That's going to make
passionate.
I'm passionate. What makes you beautiful?
And 100%.
And even for Walker, like men body issues.
Yeah.
Like he's so little. He's playing in the dirt doing his thing. But I mean, it's just being present with them and making
normalizing
that a
priority. Any sort of that kind of talk of
how
you're feeling and not, oh, you're a man and you're not allowed to have an opinion about your body or have any of those struggles. Like
totally.
Normalizing that is
absolutely
so important too.
It is. It really is. And So I think for me, one of my major insecurities about myself is, am I spending too much time doing this? Mm. Am I too self-absorbed? Am I too conceited? Like, does this, that's one of the things I ask myself. Does this make me look like a narcissist? Does this make me look like a mean girl? Does this make me look like, cause I always want to share warmth and share positivity. And if it goes awry in any way, shape or form, I want to do it again or reframe it or like take it back. But ultimately, I think just making that a priority and making sure that she knows, like, social media is not going anywhere.
Right.
It's going to be here. And so ultimately, like, she's going to have social media. Who knows what's going to happen, but it probably she will have it. And so it's just knowing how to navigate that. I think if you withhold it, it would make it 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Knowing how to properly navigate it and telling the dangers of it and all the things is going to be the most difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just being upfront. Yes. Well, that's all parenting, I think, and not that I can talk because I don't have kids, but I think transparency is so important with even like being in high school and drinking and like, you know, it's just so much better to be upfront about everything.
And we are not perfect. No. I know I'm going to mess up. Right. I know I've already messed up. Like I've done several things. I'm like, oh, why did I do that? Or why did I say that? Or why did I handle it this way? Gentle parenting? Absolutely not.
Right, right.
I could never. It's just not how I was raised.
No.
And so it's having to relearn that stuff too. Not that my parents were ever, but it's just.
It's different. We're in different times.
I can't imagine being like, little Johnny, come here. You know, I really didn't like, I'm going to say, son, get over here and like knock it off. Yeah. I'm going to flick you on the head.
Back
like,
up, Chuck, yes. Let's go. Do you have any advice for college age Ashley and Caroline? What, like, if you could tell yourself something to your college age self?
We need to talk about this.
Yeah.
Because I immediately knew within the first week that that was not for me.
Yeah.
But we stayed and we, because there's so much pressure from your parents and from everyone that's put you in that position that you need to, and you want to honor them. And you're like, we've all worked so
and
hard.
And you're 18 and you don't know anything.
You don't know. And like, and I've said this before on Big Sister Advice, it's okay not to know what you want to do at 18 years old. It's absolute. Nobody does. I can promise you, like, I wish I knew the percentage of the people that stuck with their initial major in freshman year.
Oh, 100%. But then there's like, the stakes are so high for us because we had to audition.
Yes.
And it was more expensive because like you're going to probably a liberal arts school. Mm-hmm. Like there was the stakes. You're right. They were really high. Yeah. The pressure was on.
Oh.
In a way that wasn't normal.
Well, and you're opening yourself up to just the ultimate vulnerability. Like, all the things that think about the arts, that's so personal and it's so close to your heart.
Yes.
And it's like, you're being graded on that. That is not objective. It's very subjective. Whoever's watching you, I don't like the way you sound today. F.
Like, I know. And it's so weird because I know that we just got so conditioned for that to be normal. And it has taken me to my 30s to truly understand that creating an art is just that. Mm-hmm. It's creating.
Yeah.
There should not be any judgment on it, especially from you, but from others initially, like when you're 18 years old, like when I put something out now and I don't love it, it's like, okay, but I created something where there was nothing. Yeah. And so for that, I'm proud.
No, I love that.
You know? And like, so, absolutely. And it's the Taylor Swift of it all. Like the album I put out in 2020 does not resonate with me like it did then.
Right.
Does that mean it's cringe? Maybe to me sometimes, like you look back and you're like,
created it.
Right. But at least I created it. And at least
and you're
I have
evolving
that
and changing 100%. Over time. And you're not the same person that you were 4 years ago.
Yes. And if you're not giving, and you know, maybe we shouldn't use the word cringe because we just said, don't get icked out by anything you're doing. But I think you should be giving yourself the ick of like, because that means you're growing. If I'm looking 100%. Back at videos from 4 years ago and that I'm saying the same thing as I am now,
totally,
we're probably not growing the way that we should be. You know, if I'm looking back and I'm like, oh, I have the same hairstyle. I have the same attitude.
Even a year ago, I'm like, oh, who is that
it
person?
It should be different. Yes. And that's beautiful because you have a very growth mindset, growth oriented mindset.
Totally.
But I have friends that like, it's the same and there's no like, ooh, I should, you know,
I had a major like light bulb moment when I turned 32. I'm like, it's time. it's either now or never. Like
with your career or just with like being authentic.
And being authentic and not apologizing for anything and just being like, this is who I am. I can't change this.
Yeah.
Like take me or leave me.
I agree.
So
I think something hit me. I think being in my 30s was like just like a big duct taped on like the hole of like that was leaking water my whole life. Like truly, but it's actually fixed all my problems. Yeah. Like it just, age has helped so much. I look back and I'm like, I just was not, I think there's so much pressure also to be living your best life at 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, no, that was my ugly duckling phase. Like I was going through so many transitions and changes. Yep. And now I can look back and be like, okay, this stuck and this didn't. And I see why. And I embrace that. Yeah. But the pressure to be the hottest you've ever been, the most successful you've ever been, like all these things.
Living your best life.
No,
always.
Like yeah. I think that comes with, I think when you're 40 is when you're like, oh, I feel so strong about who I am because I just learn more about myself every day. And I'm sure raising kids, you learn more about yourself. Like it really is important to just take that pressure off. And I feel like turning 30 has really helped that. Can we talk about the opportunities that you have coming up? Cause you just shared some pretty amazing news with me.
Of course.
Drop the Sephora bomb on my followers.
Yes. Right. So I am going to be a part of the Sephora squad.
Explain what the Sephora squad is for my followers that don't know.
So basically, I mean, it's the group of influencers that Sephora will adopt for a year.
How many are there? How many do they pick?
I want to say like 50 or 60.
Okay. And did your followers nominate you?
So you have to have you have to have testimonials.
Got it. Okay.
So thank you. Anyone that wrote me a testimonial for real.
I bet many people did.
Oh, and that was, I cried the whole time reading those. I'm like, oh my
God.
That's
so sweet.
Well, thank you so much. Yes. Oh, and they post it to their story and like, be like, go vote for, which sometimes that always feels awkward and
not when they're doing it for you. I mean, better than you.
So
you
kind,
know?
Right? So kind. And so yeah, that's
so what
out.
Comes with that. So, like this is a big deal.
Yeah. So it'll be, I mean, you get to work with brands. You'll get to, I mean, of course, receive PR, but you'll just kind of be the mouthpiece for Sephora for a year.
You're already the mouthpiece.
What? Yeah. Like what I've beauty, already spent hundreds of dollars.
What beauty blogger is not a Sephora ad.
So it's just, it's wild, honestly.
Do you ever deal with imposter syndrome where you're 100%. Like, how do you deal with that?
I don't know. I just, honestly, it's like,
I know you are very faith driven too. I know your love of God and Jesus. That sounded flippant, but I didn't mean it too. No, but totally. I know that like as a big driving
it's a huge driver.
Force for
it
you.
Is,
so
because that's what's felt real to me.
Well,
you know?
And you must think that like, you wouldn't be in this position if you weren't meant to be here, right?
I feel that's when I struggle with imposter syndrome. I'm like, okay, well, I guess God's wanting to use me for something. Mm-hmm. So I guess if he's going to put me in Sephora, I mean, I totally wholeheartedly believe like everything happens for a reason. I mean, I prayed about it. I'm like, God, if this is what you want from me, like, I guess I will do it and use my platform to the best of my ability. And so here we are. But I feel very still like, this sounds weird, but I feel still so normal.
You are.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I'm a mom. Like, good Lord, I'm picking French fries out of the floorboard. Like, it's like very
I'm
much
still
that.
Humble here. Yeah.
Yes. And so like when I go, like I'll go to LA next week and I'm going to go to a party and like, it's sparkly and it's, you know, very much red carpet and all the things. And it's Hannah Montana. I feel totally like this person is the same person as I am deep down, but it's like I'm living two separate lives.
Do you think you would have been able to do all the things that you're doing in your 20s if you didn't? Like, what do you think that would have looked like for you? I think a lot of where the draw from you comes is because of the circumstances, like being a mom and having this voice.
Well, and that's the thing. I was like, why me?
Right.
Why me? Why? I mean, like,
I
guess.
I think so much of it is timing too, you know?
It is 100% timing. I start thinking, I'm like, so timeline, let's talk. Like, went to school, Oklahoma, freshman year, hated it, left, went and got my communications disorders. I graduated in 2012, got married 2013. 2013, that fall, went to my speech pathology master's program. Got my master's, graduated, worked for 5 years, COVID hit. And so it's like, all of these things happen. I learned so much throughout this whole process. Never in a million years would I think that I'm here doing beauty stuff and influencing stuff.
Right.
So I think that it demonstrates like, hey, you never know what's going to happen.
Totally.
Like, and never give up on dreams that you have, like no matter how big they are,
mm-hmm.
no matter how old you are.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I love that. There's so much freaking pressure like we were talking about.
Yes. And there's so much room for everyone at the table. It's like, if you want to do this, I'm going to cheer you on from a mile away. I mean, like, seriously, I want you to succeed too. So it's like, no gatekeeping here. Lord. Well,
that's why, again, like why I think you're so successful too, is the video that I shared that a lot of my followers really liked from you was right. you doing that video of all the hunt, you know, the witches, like
yes. she's a witch,
yes. you know, but you're
totally,
which means people are trying to say you're too perfect looking or you're unattainable or whatever.
You've had extensions, you have this much money so you can do that or, you know, and it's like, A, that's not the case. And B, like,
I'm being honest about what I've done and what I have. And like, I'm being yes. honest with, and that's again, the transparency of social media is so important,
yes.
but it's challenging.
I've never been able to understand like why keep it a secret? Why keep it a secret? We all know like I'm going to get a little like nip you. And tuck and yeah.
Of course, it's just a matter of being upfront about it.
Be upfront. I mean, everybody has their own things. Like that's your prerogative if you want to share it or not. But it's like me, I'm going to be an open book. And well, I'm going to tell you. Well, thank you.
It suits chaos. You way better. Yes, because I'd rather see that and I would rather see normal than perfectly curated. And
someone said, there was a comment like, it just makes it feel more attainable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense.
Huh. But you're also very upfront. Like when you walked in, I was like, hey, your arms are jacked. What workouts are you doing? And you're like, I'm lifting kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank you for your transparency.
Yes.
That's just like a genetic thing. And I know you don't talk about that,
right.
but like, that's good because you could use that to your advantage and cool. you could say like, oh my God, because there are women on here who are genetically blessed,
right.
but act like they're not.
So hard.
And yeah. you're like, I know you're eating Chick-fil-A and I know you're not.
Whataburger yesterday.
Yeah.
Pizza last night.
Okay. Like, so thank you for your transparency about that. But again, it's like speaking about what you know.
And here's the thing. It's like, I don't talk about that because I don't want that to be a point of someone to be like, well, why am I not like that?
Mm-hmm.
Why that could be detrimental to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't want to talk about, well, I don't work out every day,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's like, nobody talks about this is genetically the way.
Yeah. No
I'm
one
genetically
does.
Small.
No one does.
And I had, so I get that. So when I open up my questions on Instagram, it's like, ask me anything. One of my top questions is, what do you do to work out?
Mm.
What do you eat in a day? I'm like, you don't want to know what I eat today.
But that's good. I think that, again, like that's, it's, I feel the same way when I get diet questions. I used to be a major dieter.
Yeah.
Like I tried Whole30. I've tried every diet since I was a child, right. might I add.
Yeah.
So at this point in my life, I'm just kind of like not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm done dieting. I try to eat well, eat intuitively, be active, all the things.
Yes.
But when people ask me like how I'm losing weight, it's so triggering to me because it's like what works for me doesn't work for everyone.
No, everybody's different.
And also with us, it's so important to be like, we're not our body.
Yeah.
We're more than our body. And when coming from a climate of you're only how you look right. from the outside. I don't want to tell anyone anything that's going to be.
Well, I get asked postpartum stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Like, how did you bounce back?
And you don't want to be flip it and be like, this is genetic and I just bounce 100%. Back, you know? So it's better just not to talk about
it. So I just say, everybody's going to be different. Don't put a timeline on yourself. Don't expect to be, don't look at other women and be like, well, she was at that point in 2 months.
Right.
Why do I still look like this?
Well, and that's what's refreshing. Like Emily Imrod,
yes.
she came out with, I saw this on TikTok. She had photos taken literally like 2 or 3 days postpartum and she was completely back to normal. And I think it was Not Skinny, Not Fat said something like, how freaking annoying is this? Like in a very complimentary way,
right,
like
right,
you
totally.
Literally just popped out a baby and you're already taking pictures.
Yes.
But Imrata went on Howard Stern and said like, oh, Not Skinny, Not Fat had a huge problem with that. And she's like, I didn't have a problem with it. I had a problem that you didn't acknowledge that it was like freaky deaky that you literally popped out a baby.
Totally.
And then 2 days later, if you can do it, if you have it like that, amazing.
Good for you.
But say it.
Yes.
Because then it just looks like.
Acknowledge that this is not normal.
Right.
This is not.
Right.
And I like literally it is. My husband's like, how, I mean, like you eat whatever you want.
No. And I remember you being like this in college
He's
too.
Like, you just you eat whatever you want. I mean, and I'm over here. I have to really like be careful. And I'm like, hey, you want to go to Chick-fil-A? You want to go to Whataburger? Like, right. It's just, so for me, it's just being transparent enough that lets people know that this is genetic. It's not a normal thing. And it's very abnormal, if anything. In fact, I've thought I'm like, maybe my thyroid is messed up. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Well, and like, because I don't ever want to be someone's standard of, well, this is how it should be.
That's how you get people to hate you. If you go on looking the way you do and right. you're so beautiful, but you're very upfront about all the other mm-hmm. stuff that you do. But if you went on and were like, and I also just eat whatever I want, people hate that.
Oh.
Because people like me who have to like work and I look at a picture of a bagel and I gain 5 pounds.
I never want to discount people because right. people work so hard.
Right. But it's like you work really hard at your beauty stuff and right. you're like, totally. I'm showing you how the sausage is made here. Like I'm not going out. There is work that goes into
100%
what I do.
Yes.
Yeah. There's that fine line in influencer.
Oh, it's very much dang if you do, but I've had to disconnect from that.
Yeah. That's good.
Cause I've had to be like,
that's a really healthy mindset.
Take me or leave me.
Yeah.
It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah. This is called the Keep Looking Up podcast because yes. it was my dad's sign off.
Of course.
Every show. Keep looking up because that's where it all is.
Yeah.
What keeps you looking up?
Ooh, my faith. Mm. Yeah, totally. I mean, in my family and my kids, period.
Love it. It makes me teary. I don't know why. I think it's just a sweet question.
Yes.
Like, and for you to have such a quick
and
answer.
Just,
a lot of people don't.
Being grounded and knowing where I came from.
Mm.
And having those roots that go so, so deep with me.
Yeah. I think that's one of my favorite parts about you is having all of that emphasis on family mm-hmm. and where you came from.
Yeah.
We asked my family, like I asked my uncle where we're from and mm-hmm. he said Florida. So
sorry.
You're good. So that like doesn't, that's not a thing. And I think there's so much to be said for moving forward and being your own person, but so much of
just
who we are is ingrained in our DNA.
Oh, 100%.
And knowing where you came from and having those, like, that's the thing that I think I missed out on by not being close to all my grandparents is I didn't have that instilled in me.
Right.
And there's a lot of pride there. And there's a lot of, it gives you a lot more direction in your life to know where you're, you know, it can be a double-edged sword.
And it grounds you too. It's like, My grandpa worked from nothing.
Right.
Nothing. And just seeing how hard he's 84 years old. He's still on the tractor.
That's insane.
So I'm like, I mean, it's just that you can be anything in this world that you want to be, but where are your roots? Where are your values? I was very fortunate to have a family that led and guided me mm-hmm. and just, you know, supported me in whatever endeavor. You know, they of course have something to say about it, but mm-hmm. they're just going to support me in whatever I wanted to do. I mean, and they've been there for me. So it's very, if I can keep instilling that in my family.
Which you will.
Yeah.
And I see, like, as someone who didn't have that, mm-hmm. I want that so badly.
Totally.
But there's no, for me, like, not a lot of roadmap.
Mm-hmm. There's no example.
Right. But I have people like you in my life, and I have people who have very strong families. Yeah. And so I think like that's important that you continue to show that and to own that and let that be part of who you are.
It's imperfect. Nobody's going to be perfect. We're going to make mistakes and across the board. It's just loving each other through that and being supportive. And that's another thing about TikTok that is so beautiful is I feel like we all are on the same playing field.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we all can relate to that. It's mm-hmm. like, maybe I don't have that and you're going to be my big sister.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't have that sense of warmth and family right now. Mm-hmm. And I want to be that for people. Like, mm-hmm. come sit with me. Like Mama Todd, do you follow
yes,
Mama Todd?
Yes, I love Mama Todd.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Mama Todd's
the best.
Oh yeah. So that to me is I relate with that a lot, but I think that she's from the South.
Yeah.
You know, not saying that people from up North are not warm, but it's just, there's something about that Southern hospitality.
It's intentional.
It's intentional. And I want you to feel welcome and I want you to feel warm and I want you to feel
just like if you're going to someone's house and that's
100%,
but that's how you feel when you're, and I think
sit down, have a glass of sweet tea.
You've done a great job of making that your brand mm-hmm. because it is your brand. You're not pulling from something to make yourself seem different or relevant or whatever it is. That is who you are.
Right.
And you're really transparent and you're really good about reflecting that in your TikTok. And I know a lot of people look at you as an example of that, because it's challenging to put yourself out there all the time. And it's challenging to worry about what people are saying. But if you're just completely authentic and you lead with that, I'm purely doing this with good intention.
Exactly.
If you're doing everything with good intention, you can't
deny it.
No.
Yeah.
And totally. I love that.
I love you.
I love you so much. Oh my God. I love you so much.
I told her when I got here, I was like, I'm going to cry.
I almost did. I hugged you three times,
but I knew we'd pick up wherever we left off.
Those people are the best.
Yeah.
Totally. I have quite a few of those people in my life, which I don't take for granted.
Such a blessing. Yeah.
But also now that we've seen each other, like, I think this is just the beginning for Ashley and I. Totally. We have so many, we have so many commonalities, but having, we're going to have 2-hour podcast, but
no,
I mean, talking friendship and stuff, like there's so much to be said for having close people in your life. There's so much to be said for having people who have grown up with you and that you can leave and pick up where you left off.
100%. I don't have to see you every judgment, single day.
But also like we follow each other. I know your journey. I know the, you know.
If you were to call me and I hadn't seen you in years and be like, hey, I need you, I'm there.
That's exactly how I feel too.
What do you need?
Yeah.
I am there. I am packing my bag and I am coming to you. I haven't seen you in 5 years, but
that's
not going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And it's having those people in your corner. That's so important.
Mm-hmm.
When it becomes a problem is you have people in your life that, why didn't you text me?
Yeah.
Why didn't you call me?
Yep.
That's
the
exhausting.
Guilt and the guilt trips.
It's exhausting because they should know that you love them from afar.
Mm-hmm.
I love you regardless.
Right. Like,
it's
right.
That's part of life.
Takes a very special person. A lot of people feel like there's high stakes with friendships and it can be challenging to
navigate
keep
that.
Them up. Yeah.
Lord knows I don't have any girlfriends. I talk about this. I talk about this a lot. And it's like, I don't have a whole lot of close girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of always been like that. In high school, I was like, because we were so focused on doing theater stuff.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have a very big like girlfriend tribe. And I was okay with that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's weird to a lot of people. It's like, well, I don't do girls' night. I don't do all of that. And I think it's because I'm so immersed in my husband, first of all. That was the first thing. I had a boyfriend. I've always had a husband. But if that's your choice, don't feel bad about it. Don't feel pressured to have girlfriends just to have girlfriends.
Yeah.
You can totally be on your own and have one or two friends. And plus I have sisters. So it's like built-in best friends.
Those are built-in besties. And when you get past 2 best friends, that's just superfluous
just
at our age.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I need 2 people's opinion. And that's pretty much it.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's the thing about age too, is your circles just get smaller and smaller and you just stop caring about what people are saying.
100%.
Okay. So we worked on that Get Ready With Me, which you guys should definitely go check out. And then, be sure to follow Ashley, give your handle on everything so people can check you out.
It's Southern West Sunshine. It's a mouthful.
Southern West Sunshine. And that's on all platforms.
It's on all platforms. Yeah.
Do you tweet?
No.
Does anybody tweet?
I don't tweet. I have YouTube, but I don't ever post over there.
I was going to, but my phone, this is why I have a hard time doing this.
Yes. I'm like, my mind can wrap around 2 platforms.
Oh, same.
I'm like, barely. After that, it's over.
Barely that, if that. Okay. Well, be sure to go check Ashley out and give her a follow. You're my first interview post Kelly Clarkson.
Yay. Oh my God. How was that?
Freaking amazing. She was so great.
Dude, I was so happy.
She's one of us. Like she could sit with us and we would talk for 6 hours. She's just that girl.
I can tell.
Yeah. She's very authentic.
Oh, I love.
And then for July, don't forget guys, we're doing, the 4 agreements for book club since it was my dad's favorite book and we're celebrating him in the month of July for his 10-year anniversary.
I love that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
And I'm trying to think of any other reminders. I think that's it. The only other reminder would be to keep looking up because that's where it all is. Thank you, Ash. I love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you. I'm just gonna get stronger.
Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and rate. Keep looking up anywhere you stream your podcasts. And to stay up to date on all my latest episodes, you can follow at KLU Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or on my website at carolinecraddick.com. And always remember, keep looking up because that's where it all is.